Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Ankur Desai.
Members of the jury, at this point, I'm going to declare that the jury is deadlocked, and I'm going to declare a mistrial.
That's a judge in the case of Lindsay Clancy, an American woman charged with murdering her three children, declaring a mistrial because the jury was deadlocked. In other news, the Italian Prime Minister celebrates a historic milestone.
Il nostro presidente, Giorgia Meloni!
The longest-serving administration in the history of the Italian Republic. But is Giorgia Meloni's rule under threat from the far right? President Trump indicates his two main envoys will be taking new proposals to end the war between Russia and Ukraine on an imminent visit to Moscow. And
contemporary films was revolutionary and visionary and challenged the status quo.
A British film distribution company founded by a communist celebrates 75 years of bringing world cinema to UK audiences. After this BBC World News update.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump has indicated that his two main envoys will be taking new proposals to end the war between Russia and Ukraine on an imminent visit to Moscow. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and Steve Witkoff are expected to visit the Russian capital on Saturday. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said they'll be in Kyiv on Sunday, although Washington has not confirmed that. Joe Inwood has this report.
Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, who have represented the US president at a wide range of negotiations with varying degrees of success, are due to meet leaders of both countries to find a way to end more than 4 years of fighting. President Zelensky has suggested a limited ceasefire over the weekend, saying there will be no airstrikes on our part. Moscow has yet to respond. Donald Trump, speaking at the Oval Office on Friday, said there might be a good chance that peace could be achieved.
A US judge in the high-profile murder trial of a mother charged with killing her three small children has declared a mistrial because the jury was deadlocked. Lindsay Clancy strangled her children and then jumped out of a second-floor window in an attempt to kill herself. She pleaded not guilty to the murders by reason of insanity due to post-birth psychosis. Her correspondent Ione Wells was at the court.
A lot of people in the courtroom were left in disbelief when it was announced that after 6 days of intense deliberations by the jury and 5 weeks of this trial, it ended with no verdict. It is now quite unclear what might happen next. The district attorney, speaking on behalf of the prosecution, said the prosecution hadn't made up its mind yet whether to refile this case and essentially launch a whole new trial with a new jury. The defense lawyer for Lindsay Clancy paid his respects again to his client, saying what she had been through was not right. I think there are still a lot of questions about what could happen next.
Houthi fighters and pro-government forces in Yemen have been battling each other in some of the worst clashes for years, further raising the prospect of the long-running conflict reigniting into all-out war. At least 122 people are reported to have been killed since Thursday. Here's Sebastian Usher.
This is in and around the key city of Taiz in a province which has been divided for a long time. Now, there was a lull in fighting for the past 4 years or so, but it's begun to reignite over the past few weeks, very much to do with the Iran war and the contagion of that. But more specifically, recently, with the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, that is like the Strait of Hormuz, it's another key waterway for energy supplies to go through. Saudi ships have been using that instead of the Strait of Hormuz, and the Houthis have been firing at them to try and close it down.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC in London. The United Nations General Assembly has passed a resolution calling for the traditional world map to be replaced with one that more accurately reflects the size of Africa. The campaign, proposed by Togo, was backed by almost all UN member states. Only the US voted against the resolution. Donald Trump has claimed that Michael Cohen, the key witness whose deposition helped secure the president's criminal conviction for falsifying business records, has retracted his testimony. Mr. Cohen, once Mr. Trump's lawyer, has yet to comment. But Mr. Trump says the witness had been pressured into providing false testimony. The UAE has pardoned an Egyptian dissident poet who's the son of the renowned Islamic scholar and television host Yusuf al-Qaradawi. Last week, Abdurrahman Yusuf al-Qaradawi was sentenced to 10 years in jail after being extradited from Lebanon. Yusuf Taha reports.
A curt statement carried by the state news agency said that the UAE president had pardoned al-Qaradawi. It's still not clear what offences he'd been found guilty of. The story goes back to al-Qaradawi visiting Syria to celebrate the fall of President Bashar al-Assad in December 2024. While in Damascus, he posted a video online in which he castigated the UAE and Egypt. Days later, he was detained in Lebanon shortly after he arrived from Syria. He was flown to the UAE and no further details were heard of the case until the pardon statement.
France's culture minister Catherine Pégard has paid tribute to the French film director Tony Gatlif, who's died aged 77. She said Gatlif, whose films celebrated Roma culture worldwide, created films on exile, music and lives that are all too often overlooked, with an energy that was uniquely his. His film La Chaudrome received several top French film awards, and he won the Best Director Award at Cannes in 2004. BBC News.